With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says the naysayers got it all wrong. They predicted the Trump tariffs would sink the U.S. economy, when in reality, the president says the economy is booming, as evidenced by the latest surprisingly robust GDP report. And while the president's call for the Fed to lower interest rates has fallen on deaf ears yet again, economist Gus Fauché says some Fed board members agree with the president.
We did see two members of the Board of Governors dissent and call for a rate cut. President Trump has been very aggressively arguing that the Fed needs to cut rates, and we did see two participants vote for rate cuts, and so that does suggest that the president's pressure campaign is having an impact.
Fauché, an economist with PNC Financial Services Group. South Korea, the latest country to sign a trade deal with the U.S. It calls for a 15% tariff on South Korean imports. President Trump says South Korea has agreed to buy American energy and will invest $350 billion in the U.S. Been an arrest in the murder of a mother and father. They were killed in front of their two young children.
Arkansas State Police Special Agents have arrested James Andrew McGann, 28, of Springdale. He's been charged with two counts of capital murder in the deaths of Clinton David Brink and Kristen Amanda Brink. Clinton and Kristen were killed on Saturday, July 26, 2025, at Devil's Den State Park.
Arkansas State Police Colonel Mike Hager heard on KHBS, KHOG, the children ages 7 and 9 were not injured. McGann is charged with two counts of capital murder. There's been no word on a motive. A Colorado dentist has been convicted of murder in the poisoning death of his wife. James Craig, sentenced to life in prison, no possibility of parole. Wall Street, Dow futures up 144. This is SRN News. Missouri takes on Planned Parenthood.
State Attorney General Andrew Bailey is suing the nation's largest abortion business, accusing it of spreading disinformation about the abortion pill. Bailey says, quote, "The facts are clear. More than 4.5% of women who take this dangerous drug end up in the emergency room. Yet Planned Parenthood compares it to Tylenol. This is a blatant violation of Missouri law. The lawsuit seeks several million dollars in damages." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal groups are suing the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, claiming it is unlawfully refusing to enforce federal workplace protections for transgender workers. Led by Acting Chair Andrea Lucas, the federal agency charged with enforcing laws against workplace discrimination has moved swiftly to comply with President Trump's executive order to get the government out of the business of promoting transgenderism. The EEOC has dropped several lawsuits on behalf of transgender workers. This is SRN News. I wonder if these guys glow in the dark.
Workers at a South Carolina site that once made nuclear bomb parts have found a radioactive wasp nest. Officials say there's no danger to anyone. Employees checking radiation levels at the Savannah River site near Aiken found the nest on July 3rd. It was near tanks storing liquid nuclear waste. The nest had radiation levels 10 times above federal limits. Workers sprayed it with insect killer and disposed of it as radioactive waste. No wasps were found. Officials say the nest was likely contaminated from residual radioactivity. Keith Peters, Washington.
A U.S. District Court judge ordering the Trump administration to explain why it's apparently not following his order to restore operations at the government-run Voice of America. Judge Roy Lamberth says it appears the administration is running out the clock on the fiscal year, not spending the money that Congress set aside for the VOA. More details, srnnews.com.